number 32. Psalms number 32. We're going to read there in just a moment. See how we're doing with the microphone tonight. Some reason it quit this morning and tried to work on it a little bit and see what's going on with it. So I think we're okay tonight. Psalms number 32. Stand please while I read the word of God. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. I say glory, hallelujah. That's what we're standing up about a while ago. Blessed is a man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my rowing all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. Think on these things. That's what that means. I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Now the psalmist has been talking about his transgression, been talking about his sin, been talking about his iniquity, been talking about the hand of the Lord being heavy upon you. Aren't you glad the conviction of God was heavy upon you? And God made it real to you how sinful you really were. I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Think on these things. Think about it. God's hand was heavy upon him. Sin was abounding. Iniquity was made real. But he acknowledged it and God forgave him. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Think on these things. Let's bow our heads, please, and pray. Father, thank you that we can call upon you in a day that you'll hear us. And thank you, Lord, that you made your hand heavy upon us one day and we saw our need of a Savior. And God, you made our sin real to us. And we repented and believed and got saved. I thank you and I praise you for the reality of it. I'm thankful, God, you're faithful to forgive us and cleanse us. And Father, we're thankful, God, that you are our hiding place. And I pray tonight now for a few moments you'd help us to preach. May the Holy Ghost be upon us, and I pray that you'd help our thinking. And then, Father, I pray that you'd help us as we speak tonight, that the power of God may take that word of God, speak to every heart, make it real to every individual in this house. Lord, in the house, this many people, somebody's unsaved, somebody's lost, somebody needs Jesus, and I pray tonight be the night they come. Then, Lord, there are those here tonight that may need to come and rededicate their life and cry unto you to restore the joy of thy salvation. I pray tonight be the night. I pray the Holy Spirit work in hearts. And God, that you'd encourage lives, strengthen individuals. And I pray your will be accomplished and bring glory to you. We not fail tonight to pray for those who could not come, those who would like to be here and cannot. I pray you be near and precious unto them and help those who are sick. And I pray minister unto them. We'll praise you and thank you for all you do now. Lord, we give you glory and praise for all you've done today, what you shall do tonight. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus, I plead the blood and claim the victory in Jesus, our Savior. In his name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. In this chapter 32 of the book of Psalms, we see three Selahs. Think on these things. And surely we can make a message out of that and preach on that. But I want to come to verse number 7. Thou art my hiding place. And I want to deal with that just for a few moments tonight. And I remember in Psalm 61, talked about when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that's higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me. And we tonight are thinking in that line of thinking, but I just run across a thought and just a few little things that God laid upon my heart quickly, and I want to lay upon your heart tonight that you may think about and see. I know that I need a hiding place. I realize the fact that I do need a hiding place. And thinking of that, there's many things we could say about it, but let me say this to all of us, our times and our lives. And I remember, there's times in our lives when we need a hiding place. There's times we need alone with God. There's times that we need that time with Him. And I remember as a boy that playing in the fields, and there were certain places that I would like to go and hide. And times I would go there and be by myself. And we lived at the foot of a small mountain. And I'd run up that mountain sometimes and through some little pine trees and some ground that had been covered for the cow to have a pasture, and then on up in the edge of the mountains where the trees were, a place where I liked to go and be by myself as a boy, and I could hide there. And, you know, you could be a soldier, you could be fighting with a sword, you could be whatever you wanted to be, but you're hiding there and had that time by yourself. And you know what I'm talking about. So many of y'all did that as boys and girls. You had a place where you could hide and a place where you could be whatever it was that you wanted to be. But I'm glad there's a place today that I can go. There is a hiding place that we have that we can find some help. Now, let me give you three things tonight quickly. And I pray God to help us to do that. We'll look at some of these scriptures as we go. But the first thing, three things I want to say about that hiding place. First of all, about our hiding place. Some people want to hide from God. That's not the kind of hiding place I'm talking about. You can't hide from God, by the way. But you can try to hide from God. There's people that try to hide from God. They're to try to hide what they're doing from God, and then they tried to hide themselves from God. I remember Adam and Eve in the garden. You remember that story? And they sewed their fig leaves together, and they come time and evening when God would have fellowship with them. And the Bible said they hid themselves amongst the trees. And they already sewed their fig leaves together. They'd already done what they thought they could do, but they couldn't face God with it. Hey, you may have a church membership, and you may have some kind of a profession, and you may have tried to do better, and you may have tried to quit this and quit that. But if you can't meet God with it, it's not good enough. But boy, I'm glad when God comes real to you and God lays His hand heavy upon you and your iniquity and sin becomes real to you and you run to God and ask Him for salvation. I'm glad, thank God, salvation to be had. And He'll give you something you can meet God with and shout glory hallelujah when you do it. I say praise God. I'm glad God gave me something I can meet Him with. But God came in the cool of the day and cried, Adam, where art thou? Now, he didn't cry it because he didn't know. He wanted Adam to find out where he was. He knew where he was. He knew what he'd done. He knew about the fig leaf. But God called for him. And he's trying to hide from God but couldn't, and can't hide from God. But don't you turn with me in the book of Jonah. In the book of Jonah, and we're going to look at chapter number 1, verse number 3. In the book of Jonah, I want you to see this. I'll give it to you out of the Word of God, show you what he was trying to do here. In Jonah chapter 1, verse number 3, but Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from, now notice what he said, from the presence of the Lord. He thought that he would flee from the presence of the Lord. Went down to Joppa. Always go down when you're fleeing from God. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare there, and you always pay for it too. Amen. He went down, he paid for it, and went down to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, he thought he can run from the presence of the Lord, but I was thinking about that, and I thought, you know what? God is omnipresent. You know what that means? God's everywhere at the same time. How are you going to get away from the presence of God? He got on the ship. He headed toward, heading toward the place he wanted to go to, but God intervened in his life and sent a storm, and God got his attention. Then God prepared a fish to swallow him up. You say, preacher, do you believe that story about Jonah? I sure do. I believe that God prepared a fish, and the Bible said in the New Testament it was a whale, so I'll take that too, and swallowed him up, and for 3 days and three nights he was in the belly of that fish and tried to get out and gave up. The last five words he cried was, "Salvation is of the Lord." And God spoke to the fish, fish spit out a backslid preacher, and he hit the ground on the way to go to Nineveh where he's supposed to go. Amen. Aren't you glad? God, you can't run from God. You can't hide from God. God will find. God knows where you are anyway. He always knows where you are because he's omnipresent. So you can't hide from him. But there is a hiding place. I'm glad for that. There's a hiding place. I'm thankful tonight for that hiding place that we have. Now I want to talk about that. We have a hiding place in God. In God. I'm glad that we can be in him. Amen. And thank God for the reality of that. Moses, do you remember when Moses said, "Lord, let me see you"? And God said, "There's a cleft here in the rock." That's a hole in the rock. And said, "I'll put you in it. And I'll put my hand over you and I'll pass by." And God put him there. I'm glad one day God put me in the rock. In the rock of ages. Amen. He placed me. I couldn't get there by myself. I couldn't get in. God had to put me in. And when I got in, thank God, he covered me by his hand. I am secure. And first thing I want to say about being in God, in the rock, and the hiding place is I'm secure in that place. Amen. I don't have to worry about falling out. Can't get out. Amen. It's a secure place. You say, "Preacher, you're one of those preachers that believe and when you get saved, you're saved forever." I sure do. I could not save myself. I cannot keep myself. It is only by the power of God that I'm saved. It is only by the power of God that I'm kept. And I'm glad to report to you tonight that I'm kept secure by the power of God. I am in God tonight. What a place to hide. Amen. In him. My salvation is in him. I'm hid in him. And the devil cannot find me. Amen. As far as my salvation is concerned, as far as my eternal destination is concerned, the devil cannot do one thing about that because I'm hid in God. And I praise God and thank God for that truth and that reality. And I rejoice in that. Amen. But I want you to look now in verses 1 through 6 of the text that I read. Because if we're in God, and we talked about these iniquities and transgressions, let me say, and let's take them one at a time. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Transgression means rebellion against authority. Transgression is rebellion against authority. Did you know that I was in rebellion against the authority of God? But God put a heavy hand of conviction on me and said, you can't do that. I'm authority. And you ever try to be the authority? I remember that song Brother Terry Mullins sings about I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I say amen. I can't even walk. I couldn't get to God. I was in rebellion against God's authority, and he is the authority, but I was in rebellion against it. And notice verse number 1 also, he said, whose sin is covered. Sin is missing the mark. And God is holy, holy, holy. And every one of us has missed a mark. But then he said in verse number 2, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. And iniquity is willfully missing the mark. I not only rebelled against authority and was missing the mark, I was willfully missing the mark. That's in bad shape, amen. But I'm glad one day God's heavy hand got on me and conviction got real. Somebody touched me and I came to Christ and I know who that somebody was. Holy Ghost of God got a hold of me and brought me that place of repentance and faith in Christ Jesus. Notice verse number 5. I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Mine iniquity have I not hid. He said, now I was honest. I just got honest. That's exactly how he had to get saved. Had to get honest. Before you can ever hide in God, you got to get honest about not being there. Amen. And so he got honest about it, confessed it. And God said, I was honest about it. I confessed, I acknowledged my sin. My iniquity have I not hid. And I will confess my transgression. All three of them, he said, I was missing the mark. I confess it. I was willfully missing the mark. I confess it. If I was willfully in transgression and rebellion against authority in my life, I confess that, and God forgave me. See life. Think on these. Think about how good that is. Amen. Hiding in God. I'm glad, praise God, he took care of my sin problem. I'm hid in him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things have become new. I want to say to you tonight, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. He saved me by his marvelous grace, made me a new creature in Christ. I am in Christ. I'm in God. And thank God I have a hiding place. And you say, preacher, I'm not saved tonight. I'm glad there's a hiding place for you. You can come to Christ Jesus and get saved and hide in him. And the devil can't do a thing in the world about it. And you can be made set together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I say hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that? And I'm glad. And I praise God. I want to make sure everybody understands tonight that you can be saved. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to be lost. You say, preacher, you preach that all the time. And may God forgive me if I ever get up and preach and don't preach salvation by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. A congregation of this size, you can rest assured, a somebody not saved. A somebody, you say, preacher, you're making a judgment there. I'm not making a judgment. I'm simply going by the word of God. God said, wide's the gate and that way that leads to destruction, many there be which go then thereat. And straight and narrow is the way it leads in life, few there be that find it. It's not, and he said also, not everybody saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. He makes it plain that not everybody says, Lord, Lord's going to go to heaven. Just saved people. Just born again people. Are you saved tonight? Do you really know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Have you really found that hiding place in him as far as salvation is concerned? I'm so glad I'm saved, and I'm so saved, as one man said, it's pitiful, amen. I can't understand myself. I'm so saved. I praise God, I'm saved. Saved. And Sister Pam sang that song this morning. It's real. I know it's real. I'm saved. You say, preacher, you preached that this morning. I'm preaching again tonight. I'm saved. I know that I'm saved. And if you're not saved, you can come to Christ tonight and be saved. Amen. Don't run from God. Run to God. And when you run from God, he'll find you. And he'll get you. You can't run from God, even though you try to. And here he is. He's a hiding place. And the psalmist David cried out after he's dealt with his transgression, after he dealt with his sin, after he dealt with his iniquity. He cried out and said in verse number 7, thou art my hiding place. And I say tonight, thank God, he's my hiding place. I'm hid in him in salvation. I'm hid in him tonight and become a new creature. I'm hid in him tonight. And God has made me secure in that rock, and I thank him and praise him for it. But now I want to get to that third thing. That's what I really want to get to tonight. I'm trying to head in that way because I know that I'm hid not only in God, but I'm hid with God. And now you'll get that after a while. That'll dawn on you. And if you don't get it tonight while I'm preaching, you'll get it after a while when you go to bed and jump out of bed and break in toe if you're not careful. So I hope you get it now. And think about it. I'm hid not only in him, but with him. With him. I say hallelujah. I want to take time out there and just say praise the name of the Lord. I am hid with him. I am hid with him. I'm not hiding somewhere by myself. I talked about when I was a boy, I used to find that place and hide and be by myself and play. But I'm glad now I've got a hiding place. I'm not by myself. I'm with somebody. And I can hide there with God. And being with God, I have that communion with him. And we're going to talk about that just for a minute. Let me give you three things about hiding with God in this hiding place. Thou art my hiding place. He's my hiding place. And Moses, you remember when Moses went up on the mount? And he got up on the mount. And the glory, Shekinah glory of God came down, and the mount shook. And there God gave him the word. He gave him the commandments to bring back down, written in stone with the finger of God.
He got on the mount with God. Now, I don't know whether that does anything to you or not, but if you get thinking about that, I'm talking about a hiding place. I'm talking about hiding in Christ, and we're there in salvation. We realize that fact. That truth is evident in our lives if we're really saved. If you're not saved, I pray you'll get saved. But not only am I hid in salvation, I'm hid there with Him to have communion with Him. And thank God every time I get in the hiding place with Him and have communion with Him and get in that glory, I get something from the Word of God. You can't spend time with God without getting something from the Word. Amen. You get up there, and Moses on top of that mount, and he's with God. When he came off the mount, his face was aglow, but he had something in his hand. He's carrying the Word of God with him. I say hallelujah. When you're hid with Him, you just can't help yourself. You want to get something from the Word and get in the Word and let the Word of God say something to your heart. Amen. Aren't you glad for that precious Word of God? Are you glad for it? Amen. You'll get it. Amen. It'll get better. You remember when the disciples went up on the Mount of Transfiguration, and they were there, and Moses and Elijah came and transfigured before them, and Jesus, his raiment was white as noonday sun. I mean, he's bright shone and white as white could be, and he transfigured. His glory came out. Shinar glory came. What it was veiled in flesh became real. And they were hid there upon the mount with him and hiding place. The other disciples didn't get to see that. They didn't get to hear what they heard. And they were there in that hiding place. And what happened was God came by, and the Father out of heaven came by. Shekinah glory covered him, and they felt like dead men. And there's a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." Now they heard from heaven in their hiding place. They were hid with him up on the mount, and they got there and they heard from heaven. I say, praise God. You say, preacher, you ever heard from heaven? I have. Have you? Have you ever really heard from heaven? Have you ever really heard God come? Amen. Have you ever really heard that? And I want to say to you tonight, I've never heard God in an audible voice. I've never heard God speak audibly to me, but I've heard God speak to me just as sure as I'm standing where I'm standing tonight. I've heard the voice of God. Amen. And I've heard from heaven. Amen. And I'm glad for that hiding place. And I'm glad this past week I've heard from heaven. I'm glad I found me a hiding place. I'm glad there's a place where I got with God. Amen. Aren't you glad there's a hiding place where you can get with God and God makes it real to you in His presence, and He comes and you get something from the Word of God, and then it were as though a voice from heaven. And you can't explain it. You don't know how to tell anybody about it. You have to experience God to know what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about getting in that hiding place with God. And when you're there, the Word of God becomes so real. And you get in the Word. And then God begins to speak to your heart and begins to make something real to you. And do you know what I'm talking about? Have you been there lately? Have you been in that hiding place and been there with God? Hallelujah. I'm glad there's a hiding place where you get. Amen. You hear from heaven. And God says, I'm here, son. I'm here. Amen. Praise God. Ain't been time when heaven seemed like brass. Ain't been time when seemed like I couldn't get anywhere praying. Seemed like I couldn't get anything out of the Word of God. Seemed like I couldn't get anything from anywhere. But oh, hallelujah. When I got alone in that hiding place. And God became real. And God came. Amen. I'm glad for the hiding place in God, my Savior. Amen. And this morning, in preaching the Word of God, there's something happened around here that in my heart, I'm talking about in my heart. I don't know what happened to you, but I'm talking about in my heart. And God helped us. Brother Walker tonight said something to me back there as we before church, and my heart leaped for joy. I said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God's still in business. God's still on the throne. And God's still doing what He said He'd do. And God's still helping us. And God's still doing. And I say, praise God, there's a hiding place. There's some of y'all tonight, you've been in a place, and you are in a place right now, where you need to get to the hiding place with God, because your life's not where it needs to be with God. You don't have the joy. You don't have that touch of God. You don't have that divine move of God that you like to have and ought to have and can have, but God's saying to you, why don't you let me help you? Let me show you something else. In Revelation, turn there. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 10. John the Revelator down on the Isle of Patmos, he found him a hiding place. He's out there. Look what happened to him in verse number 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Isn't it good to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day? Be good to come to the house of God in the Spirit. Be good just be in the Spirit all day long. Amen. Enjoy the things of God. And saying, I am, he heard this voice behind him. Now he's alone in his hiding place. I'm talking about hearing from heaven. I'm talking about being in that hiding place. And saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest write in the book, send it unto the seven churches, which are in Asia, even to Ephesus. By the way, he's talking about writing down the book. A while ago, I said, if you ever get in the presence of God and really get in the shine that glory, really out of hiding place with him and fellowship with him, there'll be a book somewhere. Amen. He said, put it down in the book. And church at Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamos and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed a garment down to the foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet and was dead. He said, when I saw him, I'm talking about that hiding place. They heard on the Mount of Transfiguration, they heard. They saw, they heard. Here, John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos by himself, exiled in trouble. But yet he heard and he saw. I'm glad, praise God, you can see with a, Vance Havner said, see the invisible. Amen. That's what Moses did. He saw the invisible, chose the imperishable, and did the impossible. But I want to show you something here about this hiding place, and I'll be through. And as sure as you thought I'd be in, I'll be through. Look at verse number 7. Don't you see this? Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Think on these things. He said, now my sins are forgiven. My iniquity is forgiven. My transgression is forgiven. Thou art my hiding place. And there where I'm in God. And there I'm with God. And said, didn't know thy my troubles are not so bad after all. And he didn't say he wouldn't have any trouble. But said they're not so bad. And I can handle them. Amen. I read this the other day and I said, whoop, that's good. And here's what I thought about. And it's talking about a tea kettle. You know when a tea kettle whistles? When it's in its neck, in hot water up to its neck. Tea kettle won't whistle until it's got hot water up to its neck. And then it starts whistling. Amen. Whistling tea kettle. I say, praise God, when we get trouble up to our neck, it's a good time to realize we're hid in him. We're hid with him. And thank God we can still whistle. If we can't sing, whistle. Can't whistle, hum. Can't hum, just do something. It'll be all right. But thou art my hiding place. We need a hiding place today. The world around us is in turmoil. Everything, every way you look, is messed up. The families are hurting, and individuals are hurting. But thank God you can look unto him and get alone with him in that hiding place and find strength and help that'll help you. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Thou art my hiding place. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's looking, just myself and God. You'd say tonight, preacher, I know I'm saved. I know that.
That would be good if you can say that. A while ago we sang that song, Somebody Touch Me. If you know the hand of God has touched you, convicted you, drew you unto the Lord Jesus, and you got saved, thank God for it. But let me ask you a question tonight. Although you're saved, know it, what do you know about that hiding place? And what do you know about God's presence and God's speaking through His word unto you? Not audibly, but I'm talking about through the Spirit of God, the power of God. What do you know about living for God day by day and knowing His presence and the reality of it? I am so thankful today that some came to grips with that and said, I want the joy back in my life. What about you? Then some, today they're not saved. They need to get saved. You don't know that you'd go to heaven if you had to die right now. You ought to come to Jesus and let God save you. Then there's some of you going through real turmoil, real trouble, real trials. And God's saying to you, let me help you. He's saying to you, I'll be your hiding place. I am your hiding place. I've taken care of your iniquities and your transgressions, your sin. But said, won't you come now and I'll help you with your problem and your problems. God wants to help us tonight if we'll let Him. Let's stand, please. Father, seal the words to every listening heart. Bring people to that place where they yield it all to God and cry to God, I need a place to hide. And Father, I'm glad when the fiery darts of the devil are flying, we can hide in Christ Jesus. Not hide in Him, but hide there with you. Thank you for your divine presence, divine word, divine thoughts. Thank you for who you are. And thank you for what you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.